When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff and from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran, escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey, guys.
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, the Coffin, California.
Hello, everybody.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. All right, so I thought we'd start off with a simple topic tonight. Gonna go with shopping centers, because we all need to shop.
Till we drop.
So, grocery stores. Everyone needs to eat. What could go wrong?
The music. All of the music that's played in grocery stores is subliminal to encourage you to buy more. I'm sure that as our listeners have noticed, as they've got older, the tunes have gotten more recent. So they're a certain point in the past whenever you're listening to them. And those selections in the musical audio capacity have subliminal messages to get you to buy things. And if somebody were to hijack those and put in other subliminal messages like steal or be mean to people or kill or things like that, it could really mess up society.
That would mess up society for sure.
Or they could just be putting in messages to, you know, make everyone be better people.
That's unlikely. People just aren't that good.
Maybe they're just not listening to the music enough.
Where's the profit in that?
Exactly. Where's the profit?
Not going to jail and buying things?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't help out, like, the evil masterminds that run everything. They would not profit over us all being good.
Yeah, that's what makes them evil.
Right, right. It'd be really hard to be an evil mastermind if your entire plot was, I'm going to make sure that everybody is nice. It's just a really bad evil mastermind plan.
I mean, it could, like, you know, you're going at it from the other angle, hoping that everyone's eventually going to be so good that they become bad. They're playing the long game here, Chrissy.
Little bit of evil genius reverse psychology.
Mm-hmm. It's a long con.
Long con.
Gotta buy those grapes.
You have the people that try and rebel against the overlord good society because they don't want to be told what to do, and so they become bad and then fulfill the evil mastermind's wishes.
I like where you're going with this. Leads me straight to Costco.
Oh.
Costco's the best.
Oh.
Better than Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, we already know you think that.
I have an eye twitch right now from the mere mention of Costco.
Costco. Like,
that store gives me so much anger and rage.
Oh, really?
Like, mixed in with just panic and anxiety.
So it turns you into the Hulk.
Like, the Hulk, but a Hulk who just wants to crawl under something and die.
So like the Hulk.
Yeah. And if you Hulk out at Costco, that's a great place to Hulk out because then you can move like the 55-gallon drums of mayo.
Yeah, well, oh man, there's something about like the lighting mixed with all the people, mixed with the concrete floors, and just the floor-to-ceiling shelves of just massive amounts of stuff. It's like I walk into the store and I just have information overload instantly. And there's that store.
I always just feel like a Lilliputian myself.
And here's the thing. When you go to most grocery stores, say you go in a little bit hungry, right? Like the worst that happens is that you end up going home with like Fruit Loops and ham and like orange juice. And you have to figure out how to make fruit, you know, like orange juice and Fruit Loops and ham work as a meal. No problem.
That actually sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's doable. But if you do this at Costco, they've got all those little samples all over, and you taste all this food, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm hungry, this is delicious. And you end up buying, like, 8 tons of little snack items that are totally horrible for you. To begin with, your nutrition value has just gone down the tubes.
I just fill up on the snack things.
You have so many of them. And then you take the, like, you feel like it's just, you're like, oh man, you know, $20 for 500 corn dogs. That's not bad.
Oh, that's a great deal.
that adds up so quick. And so you leave and you're like, wow, how did I just spend like $800 at this store on food that I'm not going to eat before it goes bad? And beyond that, like, you can't even figure out how to make a meal out of it, because once you open one of those packages, one package would feed like 20 people, and there's just a couple of you that you have to feed. So then you have to immediately figure out how to use 18 other portions of whatever this food item was. The only thing that Costco is good for is toilet paper.
I was just curious how you're going to get $800 worth of Costco stuff home. That's a lot of food.
I mean, that's another problem, right? Like, you have to just stuff
rent
your car.
A U-Haul.
Well, yeah. You're stuffing your car in every possible place, which is just not safe because you're creating blind spots in your back seat where you can't see traffic. The last thing you want is extra blind spots while you're whizzing home on a freeway full of angry drivers who are just also trying to get home, and you cut somebody off and they get mad and they follow you home. And then, you know, it's a downward spiral. It's not good stuff. Costco, bad idea.
Also remember, Chrissy, physics. All the things you've shoved in your car are not going to stay there when you stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Come forward, hit you in the back of the head, knock you out. Like, say something falls down after it knocks you out and wedges itself against your gas pedal.
But it's okay, because even if you get knocked out and you, like, you know, you crash, you are just set. You don't have to go anywhere. You can eat until the paramedics show up. I mean, you can have a little glutton's paradise there.
What if how the paramedics find you is dead and buried under like 30 tons of snack food?
What a way to go.
That is not how I want to be remembered.
No, they'll know
I'm
exactly
sorry,
where
guys.
You are, because they hear the munching sounds. They can just see you gleefully nomming down on whatever you're eating.
But what if you didn't make it, Jeff? Like, I don't want that to be my epitaph. Like, here lies Chrissy, buried under 30 tons of snack food.
No, you'd just be thrown to safety in your pile of stuff. I mean, it would just be padding.
You know, and we can get a great deal on a headstone for you from Costco.
It's true. They sell in bulk. We can all get one.
Guys, that might be the second greatest use of Costco. Toilet paper, bulk headstones.
Talking about headstones, REI. Because adventuring always ends well.
You can rent all sorts of equipment from REI.
Mm-hmm.
For
it's used, so you know it's, you know, held up.
Yeah, unless there's some horrible critical flaw that you don't know about when you rent this, and your tent blows away, leaving you to die in the elements, or your ice axe
you
breaks.
In the tent? Like, what kind of tents do you use? My tent has a floor.
There's also a rip in the seam, so the floor stays in the ground where you are, but the top blows away.
Oh, okay.
Or, I mean, you're not
now.
In the tent when it blows away.
Or that, too. You go out to take a leak, and then it blows away.
Because I think that being in the tent when it's blowing away is actually, you know, also a problem you have to think about. Like, the stakes don't hold.
But that's how Kansas starts. You can go to Oz that way.
I don't want to go to Oz. Really don't. Really scared of talking scarecrows. Just all
around
think that's a bad idea.
You could crush the witch and be a hero.
But now you gotta crush the witch with a house. A tent isn't gonna crush the witch. You just
have
a pissed off witch.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you just gotta have better aim. So when you hit, because, you know, you don't take any damage when you land. It's just the witch takes damage.
I don't think I can make those skill checks.
The witch doesn't like falling damage from other people.
I don't think I make that either. Like, I'm real low on the agility.
So you're saying REI is not your place to be then?
No. No, it's really not.
Okay, let's go to something that I think Chrissy may enjoy. Mega malls.
Like, when you say mega, how mega are we talking? Are we talking,
you know,
like
the biggest mall in the world kind
of
thing?
The Mall of America?
Yeah, mega malls.
Oh, man.
It's like,
man.
A mega church, but a mega mall.
That sounds like...
horrible.
Yeah, I guess you could have a microcosm of society develop, like if all the doors shut and it lost power, and then people had to fend for themselves, mm-hmm. and there's thousands of people in there all trying to make their own way, and it's like Lord of the Flies, but in a mall.
I just think of, like, how many super germs could be breeding in a place like that. Like, you have just, you know, thousands and thousands of people going through this, touching all the surfaces. There's no way they can clean it fast enough to keep those, you know, viruses from turning into something just absolutely horrible that wipes out. So, I mean, that's probably where the zombie apocalypse starts, right, is mm-hmm. in the mega mall.
I mean, you would have a very hard time finding enough exits for that many people.
Yeah, and there's all the back secret rooms for the people that you're not supposed to see who make the mall really run. So there's all.
Oh, but that's a great place to hide for when the zombie apocalypse happens. That's right, a good idea, Jeremiah.
I don't know how to get there.
And they're not going to let you in.
Mall security people.
They are not going to let you in. Those doors are locking.
They can't
the second
stop you. Have you seen mall security?
I mean, I've seen Paul Blart Mall Cop, but I don't think that's like a fair. I don't think that's a documentary.
It's a documentary.
He is the top end of the. He's the alpha.
Yeah.
Of mall cops.
I think David Attenborough was a consultant on Paul Blart Mall Cop.
I don't spend a lot of time at malls, but I just can't
I'm
imagine.
I'm not impressed with the security.
Oh, well, I was picturing like Arnold Schwarzenegger style Terminator.
Yeah, you don't
security.
Go to malls very often.
I don't. I find them horrifying. So there's just too many people. Too many things can go wrong when there's one building full of that many people.
It does give you lots of potential. All right. Well, I think that's all the time we have for tonight. Please remember, if you want to ask us questions about things that could go wrong for you, you can submit those questions to whatcouldgowrong.simplecast.fm.
Do it.
Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Later, guys. You probably won't die tonight.
And you'll probably wake up tomorrow unless you're a zombie in the Mall of America.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.